Carl and I were talking earlier today about a story I heard a guy tell, and it kind of is my story, and it's not my story, it's his story, but it tells about my deal with alcohol. This guy was talking about... did I mention I come from Los Angeles and that shit bothers me? And this guy is in an arena, in a very well-lighted arena, and there's a ring in the middle of this arena. And there's an excitement in the air, and a boxing match is going to take place. And in one corner is, in the black trunks is me. And in the other corner, in the white trunks, the other fighter is alcohol. And he's looking good. And it's going to be a wonderful sporting event. And I've had some seats saved for my family. I want them to see everything. And my friends up front. And there's a great sense of anticipation and a wonderful sense of competition and a wonderful athletic event in the air. And the arena is full. And the fight starts, and for a couple of rounds it goes pretty good. For a couple of rounds, we're sparring and we're feeling each other out, and we both give and take a little bit, and it's great. And then the third round, I got knocked right on my butt. It was a surprise, and I got up, and he's such a gentleman. He said, "Lucky punch," and I said, "Yeah." And I went out for the fourth round, and he tagged me again. And I got up. He said, "You can beat me. That was just a lucky punch." And I said, "You're damn right I can beat you. I can beat you. You bet I can." And the fifth and the sixth rounds were more of the same. I got knocked down a lot. And I get back there at the end of the sixth round, and my friends are gone, and my family is saying, "We got to go. We're not going to watch this much longer." "Nah, stick around. I can handle it. I can handle this. I can do this." And the seventh and eighth rounds, I'd see mostly the tops of his shoes. And I can't see it all very well much, you know. And I begin to take a terrible whipping, and I get back, and my family's gone. Those seats are empty. I said, I watched them go. I said, "Let there be just one more round." They said, "No, we've seen enough. We've seen enough." And they finally stopped that fight. And I left that ring. And I stayed out of that ring for 6 weeks. And I got to thinking, I can beat him. I can beat him. And I went back, and the arena was empty, but the ring was there, and the lights were on, and he was there in the ring, looking good, smiling. "I've been waiting for you," he said. "I've been waiting for you, because I know you can beat me, and I want to give you another chance." And we went at it again. And again, and again, and again. And I never beat him. I never beat him. And I wound up living in that little garage over in Glendale. And a bail bondsman brought me to you. He brought me to you.